This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, we're more than 3 years into an economic recovery, but as we in Michigan battle our way back to that recovery, it's a fair question to wonder, when will we get our jobs back to where they were before the Great Recession came smashing its way into our lives? According to a new forecast from IHS Global Insight, it's an economics and financial forecasting firm, the answer seems to be don't hold your breath. Even though six states have made their way back to their peak employment levels, meaning the pre-Great Recession levels, the news is not as bright for Michigan. Joining us to explain from Philadelphia is Bob Tamarelli. He's an economist with IHS Global Insight. Welcome to Stateside, Bob.
Hi, Cindy. Thank you for having me. How are you today?
Good. So when it comes to getting back to peak employment, is it fair to say your forecast finds that Michigan is way back at the end of the employment train?
Well, it's not necessarily it's way back at the end of the employment train, more so that it's just going to take a little more time than some of the other states, particularly because Michigan lost so many jobs throughout the recession. It's going to take a little bit longer to recover all those jobs.
So we've got six states that have already recovered and six more expected to recover this year, and most states recovering in 2014 and then 2015. Where does that leave Michigan, Nevada, and Rhode Island?
Well, they're all pegged to see a return to peak employment after 2018. You know, Nevada obviously saw a great deterioration due to the collapse of the housing market, and they're going to be digging their way out of that. Rhode Island, similar to Michigan, is going to be dependent on the manufacturing sector, and Rhode Island, similar to Michigan, also had an economy that was not in great shape leading up to the recession.
Okay.
Particularly for Michigan, you're looking at, about 500,000 jobs that were lost throughout the recession and also a deterioration of the housing market as well. We're seeing a slower return in the housing market in Michigan. We're seeing that as a fact of we've seen a poor quarterly pattern closing out 2012 in terms of employment. So while there has been some decent employment growth over the past 3 years in recovery, it actually began to decelerate a little bit, and we saw payrolls contract a little bit in the fourth quarter. So without having consistent, strong payroll growth, that makes it difficult to support the sort of household formation that's going to support the housing market rebound, and that's going to also delay the recovery of the economy on the whole, as one's going to feed off the other. So you're still looking at recovering 500,000 jobs. They've recovered about 140,000 in the past 3 years, but that still leaves 260,000 jobs to recover. So Michigan did lose quite a bit of jobs. They're seeing good performance in the manufacturing sector on average over the past 3 years, and similar in the professional and business services sector. Those are going to be two employment sectors that are really going to drive the recovery. But again, closing out the year did not give it closing out the year on not great footing is not going to give it a great start to 2013. We're looking for it to perform below average in 2013, eventually to get up close to where the nation's moving in the middle of the five-year forecast. But then as the five-year forecast is closing down, we expect to see manufacturing employment begin to decelerate and even decline a little bit in some areas, including Michigan and in Detroit. So that's going to also hinder the pace of recovery as well.
If you're just joining us, this is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, speaking with economist Bob Tamarelli. He's with IHS Global Insight, a forecasting firm which just issued a forecast that predicts that Michigan will not make its way back to peak employment levels, which means basically the pre-Great Recession levels, until 2018 or perhaps even later. And Bob, I'm wondering, talk a little if we can about manufacturing, particularly the auto industry, with such incredible pressure on the automakers to cut costs and be more streamlined and be more efficient, and some of that predicated by the bailout for Chrysler and General Motors. You've got jobs outsourced to Mexico and elsewhere. You have streamlined production. You have robotics. Is it not fair to assume that we in Michigan will never reach those peak employment levels again?
It's very difficult to say whether or not you'll ever reach those peak employments. I know we are looking for you to reach those peak employments at a certain time, just not within the next 5 years. There's going to be good growth in manufacturing and professional business services over the next 5 years, as I mentioned before. We'll see it tail off a little bit in manufacturing. But then again, there'll be other sectors, and Michigan will have a chance to begin to structure its economy in a way that's not so reliant on manufacturing. I believe it's about over 13% of the total non-farm employment in Michigan is located in manufacturing, whereas you're looking at around a little bit above 8% on the national level. So you can see how much more heavily leveraged Michigan is in manufacturing. So So while there will be some good growth there, and there will be jobs returning there, and that will support economic stimulus in the short run, in the long term it's muted, and you're right, there is going to be some negative side effects of that. However, again, there's always an opportunity to sort of bring in a structured economy that's more based around the services sector as well.
It certainly fits into many discussions that we've heard from experts here on Stateside about the higher the education, the better workers will be for this new economy that we're going to be seeing, you know, with moving away from those old school manufacturing jobs. So it's such a part of our state discussion, which makes me kind of wonder, in terms of policy and in terms of politics, what do you think Michigan lawmakers and business leaders should take away from the forecast?
I think it's important to take away that the number one thing is that Michigan deteriorated greatly, and it's going to take longer for Michigan to recover than it did some areas that didn't deteriorate as quickly and as severely. You know, the states that have already recovered, for instance, Texas, didn't see nearly the sort of damage during the recession as Michigan did. And therefore, of course, it's going to recover to its peak employment levels faster. The other thing to take away is certainly to drive incentives for education and drive availability and access to education. Like you stated before, just the higher educated, the better equipped you are moving within the economy. And even not necessarily moving to services, but also being highly educated in terms of being highly skilled for higher skilled manufacturing jobs as well, which is someplace in Michigan could also look to compete. So there are places to compete within manufacturing, places to compete outside of manufacturing, that of course bringing in as much technology and as much education as possible will make them much more competitive. Not to say that they're not already a home to skilled workers, because they are, but make sure to maintain that level of competition, maintain the strive and the incentive and the access to education will certainly bode well for the economy in the future. And there's a lot of that going on with the University of Michigan, Michigan, and their research that they do, a lot of high tech and a lot of research and development that happens that does fuel a lot of job growth within the state itself.
And for workers who are in that, the pools of that, those 260,000 jobs we have not yet regained, people who are either out of a job or they are underemployed, I'm trying to think, is there anything hopeful in this forecast? Is there anything to tell people not to pack up and move elsewhere where jobs seem to be regaining?
Well, the hopeful things that we've seen, not just in the forecast, but historically, is this. We've seen net migration out of Michigan decline to the point where population in Michigan actually did expand for the first time in a decade.
Yes.
So that's great. That's fantastic for Michigan. And we are seeing the beginnings of the recovery in the housing market. That will help fuel the recovery in the overall economy as well. And we're also we expect to see accelerated growth in jobs, not just in manufacturing, but non-manufacturing sectors as well. And there is a base of highly skilled workers in Michigan that could benefit from those manufacturing jobs, particularly in the short run, and also access to education at the state universities and the ability to hopefully draw in some high-tech companies and maybe some more service companies certainly bodes well.
Bob Tamarelli is an economist with IHS Global Insight, and he was kind enough to join us from their office in Philadelphia. Bob, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Cindy. Thank you for having me.